All right, Michaela, I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about Duncan that just won you over?
Oh, well, this is easy. It's a great story. I did shift work in a call centre many years ago. We've been together 15 years and we lived in a unit. I remember driving home. We'd been living together a couple of years and, you know, it was all right.
It was all right. G'day, Dunk.
Yeah, and I've pulled up on the side of the road and it's pouring down rain and there he is on the sidewalk with an umbrella to walk me in.
Aww.
And that's the exact moment I knew he was.
He had an umbrella.
And the other time was when I spewed in my handbag and he cleaned it all up the next day. And I thought, well, that's a keeper. Even my hairbrush has been hosed on the line and all my cards and everything out of my, my purse
awesome.
Was hanging on the line and he'd hosed it. So, you know, if he's going to clean up my spew in my handbag that I was just going to chuck in the bin, but he actually went through it while
he's
I was...
He's marriage material.
He was a keeper.
Good stuff.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Warwick.
And we have a very special guest on today, Warwick.
We do. I can see you're very excited, Michaela.
I love a good online directory service.
Yes, we're stoked to have David from Hipages, one of the co-founders, on the show today. And for those that don't know who Hipages is, you've been living under a rock, but they are basically Australia's leading, I guess, well, we shouldn't call you a lead generator, should we, David? Welcome to the show, mate, first of all.
Hi there, thanks.
Thanks for having me. Oh, pleasure. It's a pleasure. So what would we call Hipages, David? What should we refer to you guys as?
So, yeah, so Hipages, so we see ourselves as a marketplace that connects homeowners or consumers with trade professionals. So, yeah, I mean, I guess historically the business started as a classified directory business, but we've really sort of stepped up the technology now where it's a platform for connecting and communicating with tradespeople.
Cool. And we have to congratulate you because you passed a milestone recently, last month, I think you were saying, where you've allocated your millionth job.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, it's been growing and the service has been kind of getting popular as we go along. So, yeah, we had our millionth consumer posted their job on the platform. So, yeah, we're very happy with that milestone.
Excellent. Awesome. And so what made you get into starting Hipages in the first place many years ago?
Yeah, so my background was in technology. So I'm an engineer by background, and I was looking for a business to start. So I sort of had entrepreneurial desires, and I was actually, the business started as a natural health classified business. So it was a directory for finding natural therapists and like acupuncturists and massage therapists. But very quickly, we sort of wanted to grow that platform. We moved into the home improvement space, into the tradie space. Firstly, because we knew it was a large industry, but also it was an industry that also needed a lot of help. There was a big disconnect between consumers and tradespeople. We found that they didn't necessarily see always eye to eye, and we thought that there was an opportunity through communication, through technology, to bridge that gap between people finding tradespeople.
And so as a consumer, so how does it work from my point of view if I want to find a good plumber in my local area?
Yeah, so it can work quite simply, actually. So you land on Hipages and say you have, let's just talk like a plumbing issue at home. So you basically would jump on Hipages and you would specify that you have a plumbing concern. You would do a brief description of what the problem was, and then you would submit that. We might ask you a few questions to get a bit more information about sort of the problem. And then we would then send that through our communication mechanisms. So that's via our iPhone apps or Android apps, through SMS and through emails. And we get that message to the right tradespeople as fast as possible. The tradies would then read those job descriptions and they can take a look and see if they're available to help you with that job. And then they'd respond to tell us to say, look, I can help with that job. At that point in time, we make that connection. So from the consumer point of view, you can just specify, you can essentially just specify the problem And within 10 minutes, you'll get a phone call from a tradesperson saying, here I am, I can talk to you. Like, tell me some more about the problem and when can I help you with that?
Great. And so from that consumer point of view, that's so simple. I mean, they're coming to you. But from a tradie's perspective, I mean, that's a great way to get some leads in and connect with customers quickly and someone that's ready to buy.
Yeah, that's right. So the historical models is that, you know, the tradies would advertise their phone number in different mediums. And when the phone rings, they kind of have to answer the phone because, you know, they've spent money for that advertising, so they don't want to lose the customer, so to speak. But with hipages, you know, a lot of leads just keep coming through and they keep seeing that. So they can really choose when they want to accept the work and just take the work when they're available. So if at that point in time that a lead comes through, they see the message that we send them. If it's just not convenient right now and they're just not available for the next couple of days, they can just ignore that and not worry about sort of the cost around sort of the expense to pay for the marketing for that.
And so, David, what's been, I guess, some of the challenges, but talk to us a bit about your growth path from when you first started the business. I mean, you've just done your millionth job, which is some serious traffic. But I mean, what did things look like in the early days?
Yeah, so when the business started, it was very heavy that classified focus. So you know, a lot of tradies were signing up to be on the directory. You know, so we had a very big service around sort of getting the tradies on the platform, building out the directory, getting all the content on the page. But the consistent message that we got from the consumers was that they had to make a lot of phone calls through the directory to find that tradie who was available. And we found that as time was going on, people were getting busier and busier and busier, and they just didn't have that time to ring through a directory list of 15 tradies to find that person who can do their job. So, you know, we took that really seriously about sort of 4 years ago, and we thought, look, we really need to solve that specific problem. And that's when we moved into that Get Quotes part of our product, where essentially we transformed from a straight classified business to actually we're going to take ownership of the problem now and connect you with really sort of dive into the communication channels with the apps and everything to really kind of connect you as fast as possible with a tradesperson. So we saw that challenge early on, and that's kind of how we solved that.
Yeah, cool. And so from the perspective of tradies, I mean, how have you seen the take-up? I know over the years there's probably been perhaps some negative perceptions of services like this from tradespeople. What are you guys finding, David?
So tradies always have the concept of what they call a tire kicker. So where they have kind of consumers calling them up where it's not necessarily a real job. Mm. And we've had to probably heard that concept before.
yeah, it's just a few times.
Yeah. And I think every kind of advertising company has that issue. Our theory on that is that, you know, tire kickers are people too. They are humans and they have feelings. And sometimes people do just want to know, do just want to kind of get a sense of a price and how much is something going to cost. And that is something that we're looking to solve. You know, so it is something that we're taking seriously and that we do want to try to solve for. So we're working quite closely with the tradies to kind of get a sense of, you know, how do we know when someone really has an intention to buy, when they're just kind of feeling it out. And then we try to redirect the consumer to the right places to solve for that. You know, because right now, if you want to know how much something's going to cost, I mean, really, you've just got to kind of get a tradie to come around your place and tell you and give you some kind of indication of what things are going to cost. But we think with technology now and devices and phones and sort of video conferencing, things like that, that like people can actually get that information without having to kind of sort of lure a tradesperson to come to their house to give them that kind of advice.
Mm. What do you think that'll do to trade businesses? I mean, how do you think they'll need to change to cope with that? Because that shifts the landscape a little bit, doesn't it, from the old go and do a quote, you get an opportunity to talk to the customer and build rapport, whereas, you know, the future could be that a customer already really has a sense of how much this is going to cost and there's going to be less interactions with that trade person or the trade business. I mean, what do you think tradies are going to have to do to cope with that?
So I think it's actually going to make them more efficient because, you know, so the first part is to get that kind of rich conversation happening first before the tradesperson needs to come out. Mm. The message that we're hearing from the trades is that the cost of doing business is very expensive. You know, so going out and quoting and driving can sometimes be like an hour of their time backwards and forwards, and they could do that 6 or 7 times in a week. So if they can do that over a device, where they're having a quick conversation with a consumer, you know, we think that's going to make them a lot more efficient. So their cost of doing business actually comes down. So I think it's actually going to be more of an opportunity than anything. And they can actually do a lot more quoting and a lot more messaging. So we'll see, for example, like we actually see it happening at the moment. So we'll have, you know, 3 quotes. One tradesperson goes out and does a quote. The second tradesperson says, you know what, I'm actually a bit busy today, but do me a favor, send me a couple of photos, if you can, of the problem through an SMS, and I'll take a look and I'll see if I can give you a quote. So, you know, the tradesperson that works that way often sometimes actually gets the job because they've actually given a faster turnaround because they've got the photos immediately and they've come back straight away with that they're actually able to give a quote. So we're actually seeing that people actually, if they're finding ways already to use technology to close that gap, to deliver a better service. So I think it's just about sort of like leaning into that, and accepting that this is where we're moving towards, and that, you know, that there are more efficient ways of doing business.
So I work with a lot of tradies that have had great success with these types of services and others not so much. And I certainly think there's a big difference between the ones that are doing it right. So what do you see are the tips for the tradies that are doing it correctly to make the most out of the service? What do you see is working the best?
Yeah, got it. So the tradies that do well, I think that they really focus on those fundamental things that the customers really are after. So we see, for example, everything from when the customer makes that first inquiry, when they accept the lead, is to call the customer straight away, you know, to get that instant communication, because that's when the consumer really is thinking about their need that they have. Now, sometimes the consumer doesn't answer the phone immediately, and that's okay. So we just say, leave a voicemail and have a think about the things that you say on your voicemail, and follow that up with an email or a text message, just so that it's clear how they can call you back, because people don't always like to listen to their voicemails, but they respond to a text message as well. Then basic things like, you know, when you're on your way to see the customer for the quote, it's not a bad idea sort of on the way to text to say that you are on the way. And also just the basic things like that, professional and courteous, and things like, sort of like taking your shoes off before you walk inside their house and just being really polite and just all those basic things. You'd be surprised, I guess. It seems quite obvious. But you know, there are still a lot of guys that don't maybe value that as much. We see that works really well because those are the things that the consumers actually really appreciate. They assume that the tradesperson can do the job. So this is not just about doing the job now. This is about that special feeling that I get from the tradesperson. And when they do that, the consumer is now going to be more likely to leave a recommendation. So we have a whole recommendation engine on our platform. And the tradies that get more recommendations on the platform, that ends up getting them more work. So it's self-fulfilling. And the things that people seem to appreciate the most about the tradesperson is, A, they did a fantastic job, and they were such a lovely person to deal with. They were always on time. They let me know when they were running late. They communicated the quote to me efficiently. Those are the things that we hear that are really those over and above things that gets a recommendation. And then your next customer that reads that recommendation and says, well, I want to do business with that kind of person. So what we say is, like, the best marketing you can do is to do a great job for your last customer.
Yeah, and it's really, I mean, it's stuff we bang on about all the time. We feel like we're just like a broken record, but it's just, you know, the simple communication, get back to your customers, you know, don't make them feel like they're being a pain to you, and that's going to stand you out from the crowd. I mean, it's so simple.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But look, you know, they're getting there. We're really seeing they're getting there, and it's just one at a time. It just clicks in. It clicks in and it makes sense, and they go and they just start to change. So I have hope. I have hope.
We all do.
So do we, David. That's why we do the show. But look, this might be a difficult question to answer, mate, but why do you think it is that it's still a message not getting through to so many tradies out there? I had an exchange with somebody, you know, maybe it was a bit dangerous, but on social media about, you know, he booked a tradie. It was the first job of the day and the guy was late getting there. And this guy was ropeable because he's in business as well and his time is very valuable. Unfortunately, you know, we still hear more examples of tradespeople not doing this stuff and, you know, not being on time and not taking their shoes off. When it is, they are such simple things. I mean, what, in your opinion, mate, why are they not doing this stuff?
So to their defense, sometimes when they're running late, it is about actually that they are at a job beforehand, right? So it's not that they were doing nothing. Sometimes they were actually they were kind of doing something else, and there was a reason why they were late for that particular job. As far as kind of not getting it is, I mean, I think it just comes down to sort of their basic kind of values, right? So it's just more, that's kind of like, maybe that's kind of where they came from, and that's, they haven't kind of seen the value of that. But I think they need to really see that, you need to see it for the first time. So do it once, just try it once, see what that does for you, see the effect that you get on the consumer, and see what that does for you going forward. And then that can essentially become a pattern going forward. But I just think it's tied into probably just a long history of the way they've always done business, the way it's always worked. But we're really moving now into consumer driven environment. People are valuing service a lot more than they are in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just probably just taking the tradies a bit of time to just catch up on that. So, yep. Like I said before, I think they are catching up. It's just taking a bit of time. They've just been maybe a bit slower to move than the other industries, but. We love them, and we're going to be there for them, and we're going to help them along the way and keep giving the right advice and keep shouting that message, because, the country, they do. They need tradies to help them with their problems, as we have over 240 different kind of trades on the platform, they're in demand. So we want to help them get better at what they do so that, they can serve the community better.
Yeah, and I mean, it is changing for this industry in particular. I mean, no longer is a $30,000 Yellow Pages ad going to cut it, that once a year they put that ad in the Yellow Pages and then the phone starts ringing. So it has been a change for them. I think they're slowly starting to understand that it is more customer focused now rather than where you place your display ads. So, and I think this industry's had such a long time of bad rap. And a lot of them are really trying to get out of that and raise the profile. So we're on the mission as well with you, David.
Yeah. Everybody, I'm glad to hear it. We can work together.
Everybody exactly. Needs a good tradie in their life.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of that's actually the point, is everyone does need a good tradie in their life. And that's what we're starting to see, is it's not just about that first connection. It's really about, we see ourselves as really about, finding you that tradie that you can have that relationship with. That plumber that you can rely on. We want to help you find that plumber that's going to be your guy or your girl, so to speak. But we want to help you find that plumber that you can count on.
And you must have some great success stories, David, that you guys have seen trade businesses really go from small beginnings to amazing businesses. Have you got any specific examples or happy stories that come to mind?
Yeah, we have lots, and we have a lot of guys that sort of. We hear stories of like glass repair guys that, and you'll see him on the front page of the site, who's now getting pretty much the majority of his business from High Pages. A lot of guys that came in and said, that the area they were living in, and there just wasn't much of a demand, and they just couldn't kind of get the work, and then they jumped on High Pages, and now it's sort of got them back on their feet again, and they got three guys working for them. So, there's a lot of stories of how it kind of really made a difference to some of the businesses' lives. So, and that's kind of internally what keeps us going. So we have 100 staff here at High Pages in the office. And, there's a lot of emails that circle around, the company-wide emails, and there's a lot of company-wide emails around kind of success stories. And that's the stuff we look for. So it's that lady that kind of was stuck in Wagga Wagga, and she couldn't open one of the side doors because the carpet was moldy, and there wasn't a tradesperson within 30 kilometers away. And one of our staff managed to find a tradesperson who was prepared to go and kind of sand down the bottom of the door for her so she could, go from one room to the other.
That's awesome.
And that's not the norm, but, that's what makes us feel good, because, we make a difference. So there's a lot we like to share those stories internally, because that's kind of what makes it all worthwhile for us.
Yeah, so where do you see High Pages going in the future? I mean, what's your vision for providing this type of services to the trades?
So we still have a long way to go. There's 9 million homes in Australia, and we do at the moment 50,000 jobs a month. And we think there's about 5 million jobs a month are coming through. So in the country. So, we think we've got a long way to go. There's a lot more people for us to help. So we're setting ourselves up to be able to handle that. And to be able to really take that challenge on and say, we really can provide work for, all the tradies in the country, and really can for every home in the country, you know, enable them with instant connections to these trusted tradies when they need them. We want everyone in the country to see that, you know, it's complicated sometimes to find a tradesperson. Your balustrade's broken, you're something wrong with your staircase, and you think about, you stare at that for 6 months and your good intentions are doing it, but you just don't know where to start. We want the country to know that you can just pop on hipages, specify the issue, what the problem is, and then pretty much within 24 hours you'll get bunch of quotes, bunch of connections, conversations. Depending on the job, it depends. If it's a plumbing job, that's a different conversation. If I want to do a second story renovation, but you know, whatever it is, it starts with tell us what the problem is, and we'll connect you with the right people. So you know, the market in Australia is really big, and we feel like we haven't even touched the sides yet in terms of the market size, but also in terms of how much value we can add in the process, how much our value we can add, how much more confidence we can give to the consumer, and how much more value we can add to the tradesperson. So we're really ramping up our technology teams, our product teams, and really kind of getting deeper inside the life cycle between that relationship between the consumer and the tradesperson, and just keep trying to find more ways that we can add value. Because they keep telling us about different steps along the way of troubles they're having, especially that communication piece. So, yeah, we've got a long way to go.
Oh, that's awesome, mate. And certainly for anybody who's got any doubt about the future of trades as an industry, you know, whether it's plumbing, electrical, mechanical, doesn't matter, 9 million homes in Australia, that's a decent size market, and it'll be a long time before we have robots that can come and fix your block dunny. So there's still plenty of opportunities out there. David, one of the questions we like to ask our guests on the show is, if you had 1,000 tradies in the room, or maybe for you guys, maybe it should be like 10,000 or 20,000 tradies in the room, what's one or two pieces of advice you'd love to share with them?
Oh, wow. So
easy question. Yeah,
just one or two.
Yeah, so probably what I'd say to them is before is really, you know, communication is key. You can never over communicate with your customer. If you think, you know, shouldn't I send a text message? Shouldn't I call to follow up? Shouldn't I? I'd say should. You can never over communicate with this kind of stuff. If you're running late and you think you want to tell them, let them know. If you're on your way, let them know you're coming. If you've got a quote and you've sort of been thinking about the quote, let them know you've been thinking about the quote. So I'd say keep that communication up, because the biggest issue between consumers and tradespeople is communication. So keep communicating.
That's awesome, mate. Great advice.
Great. So where can we find out more about hipages?
Yeah, so you can jump on the website and you can go to hipages.com.au. That's hipages.com.au. And it all starts there from the homepage.
Awesome.
Great.
Well, thanks again for coming on the show, David. Well done on the milestone, and I'm sure we're going to see much bigger and better things from yourself and the team at hipages. So thanks again.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Nice chat. So that was a great interview from David Vitek, the co-founder of hipages. .com.au. So it's a really great service that they do offer tradies. I mean, you know, we do have some people who have had success and not. It's a matter of making sure that you respond to the leads as soon as you get them and just do that communication follow through. So looking at your leads 2 days later isn't going to work.
No. And I loved his point about you can't over communicate with your clients. It's such a big thing. I think we worry too much about pestering people. I know I get asked by clients and tradies that I talk to, but I don't want to pester people and I don't want to annoy them. But the thing is, people respond really well to more communication. You're better off having them say, hey, can you stop ringing me? Which most people will never do, than have them bitch and moan about the fact that tradies never ring them back.
That's it.
So great advice in there, yes.
Is also great advice, Warwick?
I think you might be talking about our membership site.
Our new Tradies Business Toolkit membership site.
And we're plugging this for a reason, because it's bloody awesome, even if we do say so ourselves. But we have put so much work into this, and I really do think we need to put our prices up because it's just stupid cheap. But it's very cool. TradiesBusinessToolkit.com. It's $1 for the first 30 days. I know that sounds like a bit of a sales pitch, but seriously, what else can you buy for $1 these days? So 30 days to check it out. You get full access. It's not some crappy limited access trial or anything else. There's monthly webinars with Michaela and I and some of our experts and guests. There's a private Facebook group where you can talk to us. We'll be checking in there every day, but you can talk to other tradies as well from all around the country about challenges or ideas.
And, you know, if you're looking for staff, put a call out there. You never know. So there's lots of benefits and cost savings you might have just in the Facebook group alone.
Totally. We've got some templates up there that you can download and start using in your business straight away.
And then we're going to add new stuff every month as well. So it's just going to continual library being built, and you'll be able to go back and access all the old stuff
and
as well.
The thing that I'm most excited about, and I think everybody else will be too, is there's some videos there of my ugly mug with tips and tools, like just some little tips for you to implement in your trade business that I promise that they will actually, I won't say they'll revolutionize your life because we're not using wank words on this show, although I think we've slipped a few in over the last few months. But there's some videos in there as well. So look, however you want to get your stuff, whether it's downloads, whether it's audio, and there's bonus footage from our podcast interviews too.
There is. So with some
secret
of our
squirrels.
That's right. With some of our secret guests, we keep them on and deep dive even more and get some ninja tips and things like that. So there's a great one from Adam Houlihan on LinkedIn for Tradies and talks very specifically about the different sections in your profile that you should update. So exactly what you should put where. So even that alone is, well, it's worth more than a dollar.
And I actually have to just put a quick anecdote on that. I went and did some of the things that Adam talked about. So if you're listening, Adam, thanks for the free advice, mate. And I can tell you that the number of connection requests I'm getting from relevant people in our industry has gone up more than 3 times. So people are finding me more than they were before, just from making those few simple little tweaks. So that's the sort of stuff that you'll get in the tradiesbusinesstoolkit.com. Go check it out. There's more info on that page, and you can just click a button and pay your dollar and check it out for 30 days. And if you don't like it, you can leave. There's no contracts or any of that sort of garbage. And if you do like it and you want to stay, as a foundation member between now and the end of June 2015, it's just $10 a month for you to stick around. After June 30th, the price will go up. So if you jump in now, you can get it for $10 a month for as long as you stay a member. If you cancel and rejoin, sorry, but you're going to have to pay us more money.
But certainly worth it, and we look forward to seeing you in there. So until next time.
Hooroo.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.